لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أراد ما العباد فاعلوه، ولو عصمهم لما خالفوه، ولو شاء أن يطيعوه جميعا لأطاعوه. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، بلغ عن الله رسالاته ونصح له في برياته، فجزاه الله بأفضل ما جزى به نبيا عن أمته، اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يحرم هذه الوجوه الرافعة الساجدة عن النار، وأن يبيضها يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. إن شاء الله. Before we start, we stopped yesterday. I just wanted to give a quick summary for this series, or since we started the book of Sharh al-Sunnah, is to recognize the danger of Ahlul Bid'ah wa Dalal, comparing them to the danger of the non-believer. And if you look at both, you will see the danger of Ahlul Bid'ah wa Dalal, those sects that went misguided, those who are followed their desires and they followed their foolishness, hawa, their danger is much effect on this ummah than the kuffar, than the mushrikeen. And that's why, because of for what they preach and what they teach, they try to change slowly the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. And we know that this deen is always غالب. وعد من الله غير مكذوب. This is promised from Allah سبحانه وتعالى that this deen is the supreme, this deen is the victorious, and whoever tries to other way, they tried and they failed. So there are established after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and reminding you hadith Hudayth ibn al-Yaman fil Bukhari, when he said briefly, very briefly, that they used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the good, and I was asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عن الشر حتى ماذا avoid it. So Hudayth ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, he wanted to make sure what is the shar. So the Prophet ﷺ told him about what is going to happen in the long hadith, and he said there are people who are going to come, they are speak our language and they speak the deen and they pray like us and everything, but they do things that deviate them from the Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ gave the nasiha to Hudayfa, if that happened to him, to an yalzam jama'at al-Muslimin, to maintain himself with the jama'ah. What is jama'ah we're talking about? So the jama'at becomes so many, and everybody, they take these ahadith and they twisted it and they said we are أَنَحْنُ الْفِرْقَ النَّاجِيَةِ, we are the saved sect from those 73 sects of the Prophet ﷺ. And they give you all these adilla from the you know, and they have followers. And after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, these sects came, I want to summarize them into four main sects. Firq Dalla. They went against the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Rasul with it. The first one, Al-Firqa Al-Qadariya. Al-Qadariya. They call them Qadariya from Qadar. And simply, they preach one thing, that we don't believe in Qadar. So they eliminate what? One pillar of the Iman from the six, which is the last one. وَالْإِمَانْ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. So they do not believe in Qadr. Immediately, a group like that, doesn't matter whether they read the Quran, doesn't matter how beautiful they preach, they are not to be followed. They are ضالين. So this is the first one. I'm just going to give you very brief. The second firqa, Al-Khawarij. And you remember that happened, the beginning started when they killed whom? Uthman radiallahu anhu. Yawm al-Dar. The day of house, the day of Dar. When they surrounded Uthman and they became in thousands and thousands of followers. Look at their jahl. They do not know who is Uthman, Dun Nurayn. The Prophet ﷺ, when he's sitting and his thigh is showing. His thigh is showing. Dakhala Abu Bakr, he didn't fix his sitting. His thigh is still showing. Dakhala Umar, his thigh is still showing. Didn't cover it. Dakhala Uthman, he covered. Allahu Akbar. فقالوا يا رسول الله the Sahaba, they realized that, يا رسول الله. He saw you. Abu Bakr and why when Uthman came, قال ألا أستحي ممن تستحي منه الملائكة. Uthman رضي الله عنه, the angels are shy from him. And they dare to surround him to prevent him from leading the Salah في مسجد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو خليفة المؤمنين. Chosen by whom? By Umar. Right? And the Ashab النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Shura. But Umar, he appointed him. Dun Nurayn. Why Dun Nurayn? Why he was called Dun Nurayn? Because he married the two daughters, one after the other. Whom? Ruqayya bin Umm Kulthum رضي الله عنهن وارضاهن. And then these Khawarij, when they killed him, and they also the reason for the fitna of Ali رضي الله عنه, and they became, no, they have atba', followers, and the followers, their job is to educate what they are learning from others. Dalal wa fasad wa jahl. ما أنزل الله به من سلطان. It's not from the deen of nothing. So this is what, how many we get so far?
Two.
Two? Mm-hmm. Two. The third one, الفرقة الثالثة بعد الخوارج, الشيعة. الشيعة. And شيعة, from the word, you hear it in the Quran, right? What do you hear the word شيعة? وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. شِيعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ, those who are give from who شيعته لإبراهيم وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم هو شيعته نوح عليه السلام. Right? When Allah talk, so من أنصار رسول الله سبحانه وتعالى before إبراهيم, إبراهيم عليه السلام. So they took this word شيع. So مناصرة. From that مناصرة means the one who gives ally and support and victory. They give مناصرة لآل البيت. They supported آل البيت. These are the شيع. And if there's any Shia here, I'm not saying anything from my pocket. It is from the books. So they took Ali radiallahu anhu as he was oppressed and he was not treated right, and they gave the Khilafah to Abu Bakr wa Umar before him, wa Uthman before him, the three. And he was أحق الناس بالخلافة. And he was treated bad, and these are Shia. And Al al-Bayt wa Al al-Bayt, when they take the hadith of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he took his garment and he covered Fatima wa covered Ali wa qala Allahumma ha'ula'i itrati wa Al al-Bayti ana habbahum ahabbani. This is a hadith sahiha. We do not deny it, but does not mean that Ali radiyallahu anhu, he is the one to give the khilafah. Why? Because the khilafah tamat fi saqifat bani Amir bi ijma' al-sahaba ajma'in. All of the sahaba. Who are you to come and talk? أنت يا أيها الشيعة. And who are you? Compare yourself to the Sahaba at that time who said, أبو بكر سيدنا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. If Allah سبحانه وتعالى refer him as a صاحب. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told the Sahaba, هذا صاحبي. خلوا عني صاحبي. Leave my companion, leave my friend to me. Don't bother him. When the people denied my message, he believed me. When the people abandoned me, he supported me with himself and his money. He gave everything. He said, I paid everyone who did favor to me from all of those who helped me during my da'wah except Abu Bakr. I did not fulfill what he did for me. I left him for Allah. So that's why Allah said, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Remember the surah? What comes before? وَلَا سَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Huh? Huh? No, وَلَا سَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Where are you then? يَا أَهْلَ الْقُرْآنِ.
يا أهل القرآن. أما الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. هو إزت آيات فور سيدنا أبو بكر هو جيف في سبيل الله أن الله سبحانه وتعالى is giving him the glad tidings he shall be pleased. الله أكبر. What about us brothers? Wallahi, we don't know where are we going with this life. We are going and we're hoping that there is some brightness in the destination that we're about to enter. We're just about few days or months or years away from that hole, permanent, until Yawm al-Ba'ath, of course. Have we worked enough for that? Is the dunya occupying our heart and leaving everything and not understanding our deen? We just listen, give our ears to everybody who wants to say, oh, mashallah, he's speaking nicely. Everybody wants to speak in public, preaching the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must submit to say that نحن أهل السنة والجماعة. That's the only thing we preach. We do not preach for hazab, ولا group. We do not, somebody comes to you and says, come with me, I have a group here across the street, right there. Why you want to leave the jama'ah here? What are we preaching here? Are we preaching something haram? Astaghfirullah. So why you want to take you, why I'm inviting you to come with me, except there is something not good in your intention, true or not? Why I want to take you from the masjid? Why I want to take you from listening to قال الله قال رسوله? If I want to ask you to do this, that means I have agenda. And our deen doesn't tell us that. So does our deen tell us, let's go on the street and go in riots and destroy the country until we get our president out of his place? Or our king? Or our prince? Or our? Our deen doesn't tell us that. Tell me in the deen what it tells us that so I can follow you. I go on the demonstration with you tomorrow. Tell me. What was during the time of, you know, the great salaf before us? They were a lot. And big example, Imam Ahmad. رضي الله رحمه الله رضي الله عنه. He lived in a time of fitna على يد هؤلاء الخلفاء, those who treated him not right. But did he ever say to his people, go against him because they are calling في خلق القرآن, and خلق القرآن كفر or not كفر? That's كفر. I'm not saying تكفير now. But this is what they are saying is kufr. But he never said that. So I'm just giving little examples. How many? Three. And the last one, Al-Juhamiyya. I'm just giving the basics of all of them. If you look into, I'm sure you will find a lot. And from them, it goes Badiyya and a lot of them. After that, you can find and dig from their sects comes. Al-Juhamiyya, nisbatan ila Al-Juhm, I think the leader who was taught on Lubayd ibn Asim, and Lubayd ibn Asim, their teacher, he's a Yahudi. So their teaching, their preaching is based on their Yahud mentality, studying. And they believe in what? They believe denying the names and attributes of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ فَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those are denying the name and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خرجوا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us about Allah himself subhanahu wa ta'ala through على لسان نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. So do we submit to that or not? We submit. So these are the sects that went, and from these sects they start Yabuthun. So that's what is the translation for Yabuthun. No, Yabuthun is like Yanfuthun, like Tanfuth Al-Af'a Al-Sum. Like you know how the snake push the poison, what do you call it? Not bit, but you know, inject. I can say inject is not bad. Inject their poison to this ummah slowly through what? changing of the deen, which is what we consider here the sheikh, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have, you know, protect him and bless him, bid'ah. Because these bid'ah will lead to what? Misguided. Right? And this is what we study from the beginning. And if you study, or if you read to a alim, or a sheikh, or an imam, that you know that from his teacher, those who are went against the deen of away, the way of the sunnah, then you should stop following this imam and try to find a better imam. Why? Because from his mentality, from his what he's learning, he will put it in his teaching slowly. They put soon, slowly, there what they believe from the imam, they took from him and they try to teach him slowly and try to convince you that this is my imam. So if you respect this imam, then you respect this imam, and then from this imam, another one, and another one, just like exactly it leads to you, to Dhul Khuwaisara. Remember Dhul Khuwaisara, the one with the long hair, the long two braided hairs, came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he heard the Prophet ﷺ, قَالَ اِعْدِلْ فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تَعْدِلْ. Be just, you are not just. Imagine someone will speak to that, to the Prophet ﷺ, when Allah ta'ala يقول, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, number one, لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله, والله تعالى ذي في سورة الحجرات, خلص دو the proper etiquette manners in the presence of the prophet. Do you know how the companions around the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his majlis يجلسون وكأن على رؤوسهم الطير. You know when some bird standing on your head, you don't move, right? They stay like that, glued. They will never raise their head. Like exactly when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would try to give them موعظة, وجلت منها القلوب الحديث ودرفت منها الدموع. And he told them what in this وصية, that the heart filled with fear, and the tears filled, the eyes filled with tears. He told him, وَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ, those who will live longer, سَيَرَوْنَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, they will see a lot of changes. We have seen it. We've seen enough, right? This is my summary for this last maybe 8, 9, 10 weeks. I don't know how many weeks. We'll continue, inshallah. Sorry for this long summary, but I needed to bring it because my young student here, he said, can we make a summary for it? And I told him, inshallah, we'll do it. If you need anything, always feel free to tell me what you need to hear. I can add a little bit to this thought, inshallah. If you can text me, or you can see me briefly after the dars and just tell me very briefly what you need, inshallah. So we'll stop here. We'll continue. We'll stop. Well, we stopped yesterday, inshallah. Bismillah.
In relation to him, the creatures are minute, even if in the sight of people they appear as great. But in relation to him, they are very minute before his greatness. But those disbelieving and innovating, people have not appraised Allah rightly when they deny his ability and greatness.
Ya ayyuhan nas udriba mathalun fastami'u lahu. Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillahi lan yakhluqu dubaban walaw ijtama'u lahu. وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه ضعف الطالب والمطلوب ما قدر الله حق قدره.
O mankind, a similitude has been coined, so listen to it carefully. Verily, those on whom you call besides Allah cannot create even a fly, even though they combine together for the purpose. And if the fly snatched away a thing from them, they would have no power to release it from the fly. So weak are both the seeker and the sought. They have not estimated Allah his rightful estimate.
How powerful that example is. Allah, every time I come to this ayah, it is so powerful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an example. Really, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Really, indeed, those who have their hearts filled with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hunger to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will
these examples will strike them bullseye.
They do not know the greatness, ability, majesty, and knowledge of Allah. As a result, they compare Him to themselves and dispraise Allah, the Exalted and Majestic. If all of you, from the first to the last of you, the jinn and human among you, were to come together to create a fly, which is from the smallest of things, you cannot do so. Particularly those they invoke besides Allah, such as gods and lords, they cannot create even a fly, even though they combine together. Even if skillful doctors, proficient people in the universe, artisans and inventors come together and you say to them, create a fly for us, they cannot do so. Though they can manufacture huge ships that have airports and carry airplanes, they build huge airplanes. They can do all these things, but creating a fly and putting life into it, they are incapable of doing it. They draw the image of flies, human beings, beasts of prey, and the like, but they are incapable of making it walk and talk. They can only but draw. However, blowing of life is from the command of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can the Creator be compared with the creature? Intellect and illusions cannot comprehend Him, and thoughts cannot imagine Him. Glorious is He and Most High. His saying, He knows the secret in what is even more hidden, and He rolls over His throne in a manner that suits His majesty. His being established on the throne does not negate the fact that He knows the secret in what is even more hidden. It shouldn't be said that since He is established on the throne, He is far from people, and as a result can neither hear nor see anything of their condition. This is likening the Lord to the creature. Therefore, all things are equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is hidden from Him, whether it is close or far, the first and the last creature, the world and the hereafter. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, as gigantic as this universe is, Allah controls it with His power, will, and unique work.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَا وَلَئِنْ زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا.
Verily, Allah grasps the heavens and the earth lest they move away from their places. And if they were to move away from their places, there is not one that could grasp them after Him. Truly, He is ever most forbearing, oft forgiving. The movement of the orbit, sun and moon, based on this precise calculation that does not lag or err or mistake, who is the one that arranged this universe with such an exact arrangement? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moon and the stars are well organized the way they are till Allah wishes the end of this world and the transition of all creatures to the hereafter. The one that organized them is the all-wise and the all-knowing. Glorious is He and Most High, the Mighty and Majestic. If you carefully examine the universe, you will understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people see a precise instrument, they are impressed by this making and the maker, while it is just a small piece. What about the entire universe that does not lag? Who is the one that extends and maintains it? Who is the one that maintains the entire universe so that it does not change or lag or default in anything? It is Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. These creatures include both small and big. Who is the one that provides provisions for them? Who is the one that provides provisions for the big creatures, each depending on its condition? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is obligatory for us to submit to what has been reported from Allah, because He is the most knowledgeable about Himself, and to submit to what has also been reported from Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because He is the most knowledgeable of all creatures about His Lord. We should not object or intrude with our intellects and thoughts. So there is no contradiction between the fact that He knows the secret and what is hidden, and His being established on His throne. His saying, His knowledge encompasses every place, and no place is hidden from His knowledge. His knowledge encompasses every place.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ.
Truly, nothing is hidden from Allah in the earth or in the heavens.
ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين.
And he knows whatever there is in the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but he knows it. There is not a grain in the darkness of earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is written in a clear record.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُكُمْ فِيهِ.
It is he who takes your souls by night when you are asleep, and has knowledge of all that you have done by day, what you earn. Then he raises, wakes you up again. You do wake up from sleep every day. So who is the one that makes you to sleep initially and wakes you up? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ponder over the universe, it will guide you to know the greatness of Allah and submit to Him. And if you carefully examine the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what he mentioned of past and future events, which will occur, and he has informed. Who is the one that guided him to this? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who revealed it to him. It is not from himself. It is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about future things are compared with events, you will indeed be surprised. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us a lot of things from the stories of past prophets and previous nations, despite that he only came much later. Who is the one that informed him of this? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a proof that he is a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not possible for this glorious Quran to come from other than Allah.
قل إن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا.
Say, if the mankind and the jinns were together to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like thereof, even if they helped one another. The Quran is of Allah's word, the mighty and majestic, and the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is only a conveyor of message from Allah, the mighty and majestic.
وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ.
This Quran has been revealed to me that I may therewith warn you and whomsoever it may reach. So he is a conveyor from Allah.
Let's stop here, inshallah. This season, every year amazes me when I come to these ayat from Surah Al-An'am. وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. Every leaf falls from the trees, Allah is aware of it. From the time He created Adam عليه السلام حتى قيام الساعة, until the day of judgment, every leaf is counted. So when I go around the masjid and start blowing the leaves, and when I pile a big pile here and I try to make another pile here, then I collect. And I collect, then I see, man, it's more to then I start blowing again. It's not just work, it is at the same time I look how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He knows every leaf. That for me, if you tell me to count it, I will not last 10 minutes until you give up and you walk away. There are a lot of these. Not only the leaves, habba, seed, that falls from the trees. The fruits, the trees, or the small seeds. Have you ever seen those trees that fall seeds? Every seed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encompassed, right?
Encompassed.
وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ. Whether it is not dry or other than dry, which is wet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known. فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. أَيْنَ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ؟ اللوح المحفوظ عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار. يتوفاكم بالليل. Every time you go to sleep, you are going to die. We're going to die. I'm saying when I say go, we're going to die. Not we are going to die. We are going to die. But we are. When you say to your friend, I'm going to sleep, I'm telling you are going to die. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called the sleep death.
وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم في النهار. So when you go to sleep, he knows everything you did during the day. How much you disobeyed him, or how much you obeyed him. What things have you done on that day? Allah Ta'ala يعلم. And then Allah Ta'ala في another surah, الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى. Allah Ta'ala might. When you wake up, what do you say? الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was up, he was to read the first in Ayat Surah Al-Imran. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار. As a hadith what we know, that we call it الموت الثورة, that when you wake up, that you praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. If that's your habit, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will keep it with you, as he call it in the Quran, يوم يدعوكم, the day of judgment, يوم البعث والحساب, يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده أتظنون إن لبثتم إلا قليلا. So if you're a person who always makes dua when you wake up, and you make your dua before you go to sleep, so when you hear the book, نفخة الصور, نفخة الصور, when the trumpet is being blown, and you, when now it's time for us to raise from our grave, قالوا ماذا؟ The other one, قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون. So you surah Yasin, all of you know it. And this comes to those who are wondering. But أهل الدين, أهل الإيمان, أهل السنة, those who love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, those who want to live their life on the footsteps of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, maintaining what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did and his companions, Allah سبحانه وتعالى keep this in you. So when the time comes, يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده, the answer will be, الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Today, هذا يوم البعث. هذا يوم البعث. أن يوم البعث يوم حساب ويوم جنة ويوم نار, تبيض وجوه تسود وجوه, شقي سعيد, أوتي كتابه بيمينه أوتي كتابه بشماله. Ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to keep us on that path, that keep us on the right, keep us with among those who followed صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Can I ask you one question? Yes. When I was reading the ayah about Allah creating the fly, about men cannot create the fly, did you see the fly on the page just now?
I
did. You did? Did you see it?
I see it. I glimpsed, but I thought it's
it
my
came
eye.
To my finger. As I was reading the ayah about man cannot create the fly, the fly landed on the page next to my finger on the book. I was in shock from the whole point on.
You know, scientifically, just before I conclude, scientifically, the ulama, not me, the ulama, now this is part of the science, not ahl al-ilm of science. They said the fly, it has a characteristic that when it takes something from the food, it digests it immediately.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold it. It's gone. It's gone into her system.
Oh.
So who can take whatever is taken from your food in her belly, and in the system it gets
dissolved
fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told, ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. Who can do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Allah, who can catch the bird in the middle? You have you seen those birds fly about 30,000 feet? Have you seen them?
Mm-hmm.
Or 20,000 feet? Mm-hmm. You know some you know in the airline back in the days when I was working on the airline. So sometimes you get hit by flying a geese.
Mm-hmm.
Geese, I think, look like he's flying high, a little bit higher. He didn't take clearance to fly that high, and when he hits the engine, it caused a problem to the plane. It caused real problem, and the engine goes off. So you see your plane is going with one engine. Imagine if two birds hits the two engines. Then you are in the rahmatullah. You're hoping for a sea in front of you, or water to land. But who can catch that bird? You don't tell me what bullet would catch it. Forget about F-15, F-16. You're not going to catch a bird. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, ألم يروا إلى الطيف مسخرات في جو السماء ما يمسكهن إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. الله خلق كل شيء, قادر على كل شيء, and he knows what his servants are capable of, and he knows that we are capable of continuing worshiping and following إن شاء الله الدين الحق, دين نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. I took a little longer today just because of the summary, but I promise you it's not going to be more than 15 minutes. I promise you. جزاكم الله خيرا. For me, Sheikh doesn't talk after Salah.